yet. You?
It's Monday, July 11th at the Taney County Commission. We're meeting a bit early, which was posted at 7:30 because of the amount of business that we have today. This will be the preliminary study meeting between 7:30 and 8 when we go through information that we will be discussing during the regular agenda meeting for the day. And if you guys will take a look at the corrections or additions I've made here to those two sets of minutes. I see it. Hey guys, on the today at 10, I see budget review slash discussions. Remind me of what that was.
We were going to have relation on that on my email.
We were going to have Rick.
One person declined.
There present the state of the county revenues versus expenses. Rick's been sending us some emails. That was our discussion regarding that. We got one decline. That was from Brenda.
Correct.
Yeah.
Take an extra pencil.
I just had one question here. Ron, would you look at this real fast?
Yes, sir.
Right here. And if we're paying for Bee Creek legal services, legal fees, over on Bee Creek, we can do the sewer plant, I'm sure. When do we stop doing that?
I don't know.
That's also a sewer district question,
is it? That's a sewer district issue.
Did you hear that, Dan?
I've seen it.
You want to hold today for clarification? Or?
Yeah, I may pull that one out. That's the only one I've seen so far. Do you present your stuff, Nick? Now? Oh, it's now?
It's during this half hour.
Today. Okay.
Just a reminder to all of us that tonight is that Planning Commission public hearing at 6 o'clock. We are posted. I do plan to attend, not be part of the meeting, of course, but attend and take notes from both sides. Jim, I made a few suggestions. If you'd also glance at those this morning.
I also plan to attend, not participate, but just take it all in.
As I understand it, while we are at meetings next week is when they have the second meeting and they attend at least at this time to vote at that meeting?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'll be out of town. I think you will too at the same time.
I think Donna will be too, won't she?
Yes, the county clerks may be absent too at the same time.
Good morning, Jan.
Hey, Jan. I'm going to hold this one out, guys. This one right there. The Gilmore and Bell one.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and pull it out. Is that all right with you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Can I have it posted to that, please?
Mm-hmm. I'm also going to raise some questions, not back-breaking questions, but when we're having the discussion today regarding Castle Rock Community Improvement District, in the information that was presented to us through Mr. Gross, in discussing the bridge, they speak to a potential grant. They speak to sharing the costs after the grant.
Do you have a sheet?
Here it is. It's well, under everything. Thank you.
Then, that's not their part. They don't have it. They're not participating in the grant.
Well, it says a grant may or may not be obtained.
And, Nick, you usually want me to hold it.
Well, I just want to make sure that we have the right verbiage that they're going to participate in the 50% that was agreed to and that is constructed.
This one?
And I'm wondering if, in fact, we should consider having that put up front. Because I notice here that their share will not come until after there have been 10 building permits issued. That could be way down the road.
They've just redone that. There's this talk about it. That's not what we're talking about. I guess I'm the only member here that was here during the initial conversation.
Well, I put at the bottom in red ink, perhaps they'll put up the maybe $525,000 to start, but you might want to look at that language right there. That came via email. Will counsel be here today, gentlemen?
Yes.
Yeah.
This morning, he...
At 8:30, he will.
Right, and then he can't be here late tonight.
Correct.
But he will be here today, right?
Yes.
Was Pat coming too?
Yes.
Great.
Good. It'll give us a chance to talk about this agreement also in exec.
Right.
The verbiage that was sent. I like the vast majority of what was presented there that I read, and I like the fact that all the officers had been consulted, but I sure want to tighten up the language on that bridge.
Yeah, that's not, as a matter of fact, I don't know where they come up with that at, Ron. They've combined two different meetings with us and put them in one when they didn't fulfill either one that they had. The money will have to be put up front.
These are fine, Ron.
Okay, thank you, sir. Nikki, agenda review. Agenda requests review.
The only request I have is from Mr. Darrell Kuntz from Tama County Ambulance District to come back before you to discuss plans. We're looking at August 1st.
Okay.
I've spoken with his assistant.
August 1st is what day? Monday?
Monday. I've tentatively told them 9:15.
Oh, and I'm fine with it.
That's fine.
Is that okay?
Yep.
Let's talk about next week, how we're going to schedule meetings, since two of you will be out.
I would suggest that there won't be any meetings next week.
Yeah, I mean, is there...
Well
Monday. Well, you guys will be here Monday, won't you?
Mm-mm. No.
No, they won't.
Oh, okay. Well, just whatever you want to do then.
There is a bid opening.
Okay.
It's on tipping services.
Well, I guess you can still open it.
Well, it's not a awarding. It's an opening, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Does it say that the opening is in front of the commission?
I believe so.
We may need to call in. What time is it? It's for 9 o'clock?
I believe so, yes.
Just, that's fine.
Monday?
I'll just call in.
Won't you call in?
One of us will call in.
Right here.
Right.
And
let them open it, and it will open the meeting. Let them open it, and then we'll close the meeting.
Okay, how do you want to do accounts payable? Because we'll have vendors waiting for payment. Can we also put accounts payable at that time?
I'll be the only one that can review those. You won't have them ready, will you?
All I could ask you to do is, you know that summary sheet you have on the front?
Yes.
Could you email that to me?
Yes.
Over the weekend?
Yes.
They prepare it on Friday. Now, I won't
Correct.
Have it, won't be here Friday, but if you could email it, that way I could review it over the weekend.
Okay.
And then we could go to, and then you'll have them to go through.
You want me to just to go through them with a fine comb and you guys look over?
I'll just look over that check registry.
Basically reverse
our... Are you going to put that call in on your agenda for 7 a.m.?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have to.
Yeah. Next Monday.
Next Monday. We'll just have a normal 9 o'clock meeting. I was trying to pull my calendar to see where I'm supposed to be. But I'm sure it'll be fine.
I mean, and your scheduling of mm-hmm. your deal?
Yeah. I'm sure we can just... it's 7 o'clock. It'll be fine. It's 7
o'clock.
We've
had this take place in the past, and we have not... And it is our policy for accounts payable... to have those people, try to have those people paid within the month.
Right.
Not within the week.
Right.
So we have canceled this before. Since I've been here, if we're not going to be here on a Monday or a Tuesday, we can hold it off. When are you guys coming back? Thursday?
Never. Depends on how you treat me.
Well, that'll be never then. No,
I can call in. 7 o'clock in the morning is not a big deal. That'd be great, because I won't be missing it. There's nothing at 7.
So we are going to have the regular commission meeting with all of our, accounts payable and
right.
journal entries
it should
and
be
transfers.
Fine.
And, okay.
It'll be
so
fine.
It'll be 7 out there, but it'll be 9 here is
yeah.
what you're saying.
Yeah, is that,
I thought you were trying to get me up early, and get me over here.
I saw that little bead of sweat happen on your forehead there, thinking you're going to have to get up early.
No, this will also be our week for payroll.
So it's going to be Wednesday also, or will they have it ready early?
Are you talking about this Wednesday or next week?
I'm talking about next week.
So not in 2 days, but in...
Correct.
Okay.
No. Wait just a second, Nikki. You're going to have a meeting with a call-in Monday. And then we're going to have accounts payable call in Wednesday. Are we going to have all?
I was under the understanding that we were all just going to do that on Monday.
Do the accounts payable too, like mm-hmm. we did last week with
right.
Tuesday.
It's not payroll, just really an administrative function that's already set up, that's already agreed to, and all salaries established.
Yeah.
It's up to you how you'd like to handle that.
I mean, isn't that the case?
I'm sorry, I was...
Isn't it true that payroll is an administrative function wherein everyone's pay, with the exception of overtime, if it is approved, is already
The rate is all budgeted, yes.
Well, my question is, could that not be something that could also be handled on the Monday call?
Yeah.
That's what we're...
Yeah,
we weren't talking about...
I missed that.
That's okay. We weren't talking about doing a different call-in. Just doing it all at the same time at 9 o'clock.
Perfect.
Just adding payroll.
Thank you.
So I've reviewed the minutes. I've reviewed the accounts payable. I guess the only thing I was going to ask you, and there's no transfers this week. Can you just talk about today's schedule a little bit so I can remember?
It's been a week here, and we've done a lot of DOE. So the bridge replacement on Cedar Creek, that's just a professional services agreement. It's just we've already talked about that, right, Danny? We're going to replace that bridge. That was one of those.
We told them to go ahead.
Go ahead and do it. Okay, so that's just the agreement to engage on that.
You're talking about Pro-Chem Cedar Creek Bridge?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just doing that agreement there. Then we have a CenturyLink maintenance agreement that has legal reviewed it.
I have sent all these to Mr. Cotty.
Okay. And responses?
I have not received a response. I'll be here this morning.
So the 8:15, should we hold off on it?
They will come.
Okay. Look, Frank hasn't responded to that one. Okay. He hasn't responded. Okay. And then the budget review discussions. Guys, I was going to talk about that. Rick's not here this week, correct? At least not here today.
The last that I heard from you, I'm going to be here.
Right.
He could just submit the information to you.
This is just his monthly update?
No, this is the big 6-month update that we had asked him to have
together.
Put together.
Well, obviously, let's wait until he can be present to do that.
Okay, we have an hour time block.
That we blocked for it.
Because you gentlemen told me to block an hour.
Yeah, we have an hour right here from 10 to 11. We were going to discuss it, and we have elected officials supposed to come over, I think.
Yes.
And no one to guide the meeting, Rick?
We actually told Rick it was right for him not to be here. I remember that conversation. Maybe not shouldn't have had that conversation, but we did have that conversation. I'm looking to see where his documents are.
You mean our 9 o'clock? Our 8 o'clock?
Gotcha. Gentlemen, I don't know. If we told him that, I thought we was talking about maybe making sure he got all the information to us or something for review, but I can't see having a budget meeting without the chief budgetary officer here. I just don't think it'll work. If there's statements made that are false, or maybe just not false, but maybe misleading, then we're going to have a group of office holders and departments that are going to be upset with us. And it may not be anything but just a misunderstanding or a misquote of what's.
Well, we could, I mean, this is his document. We could read his document. I mean, I can tell you that one of these pages is pretty self-explanatory. I mean, it's the fund balance for each department, and that's pretty self-explanatory. It tells us we're doing good in GCR, but doing bad in Road and Bridge. No offense, Randy. But there's, I'm sorry, that's on one of them. Sorry, take that back. On the other fund, we're doing quite well, so.
On Road and Bridge.
Yeah, we have near the two departments.
Right. Well, I couldn't see how we can be. I'd have to review that because I can't see how we can be in Road and Bridge. We've had no major projects. I'll have to review it.
And we haven't got into the chip seal season to start paying bills a whole lot yet.
Probably a third way into it.
Yeah, we haven't seen the bills yet.
So they'll come through here.
And we just have the one overlay road, so you're going to start seeing.
Well, should we tell Nikki? Are we going to cancel that meeting, or are we not going to cancel the meeting? But it's on for 10, and we'll have an hour break if we don't.
We better not cancel it and let them come over and talk to them.
Well, quite frankly, I won't have anything to say to them. Yes, I've looked at his figures. I can go through that in 8 minutes rather than an hour, and I just don't see the use without having the budget officer present, but I'm certainly willing to sit here and listen to whatever you all have to say about the budget.
Well,
But if you think, guys, if you think it's going to be a waste of everyone's time, then let's save their time and just tell them that. Let's just cancel it that way. We don't have to.
Jim, are you looking at it on your computer there?
He was.
Yeah, I'm looking at the actual appointment.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, are you looking at all the revenue stream and
uh-huh.
Is it going to show it monthly where we've been up and down like a basketball?
No. What it says is this, what the report, one of the reports that we asked Rick to provide was, what do we project on revenues?
I know the purpose of the meeting was we have some other things tied to this
sure.
report. One of them was a promise that we would look, to every elected official, we would look back at this budget through the month of June or
right.
in July. So,
well, I can tell you one thing that doesn't report, that we don't have a report on, that I asked, and it's a little more difficult. For example, we have projected, let me give you an example here. We projected, we'll just use our fund. We projected that GCR will bring in $6.7 million this year in taxes, mm-hmm. okay, in tax collection. The question was for me, where are we at year-to-date for a month-to-month comparison? Meaning, we know January, we know February and March are small numbers compared to the big overall picture. So we know revenues, we wouldn't see 50% of revenue at this point in the year because GCR, our sales tax collections are
later.
So our revenues should match the expenses. So when it shows that we've spent we have $340,000 less than we thought we'd spend at this point, is probably because we don't have the revenues that are matching. So we don't really have a trend of a month to month. I don't even know what the numbers are. I think it's 6% of the overall numbers in January. So we should spend 6% of our expenditures and we should count on 6% of the revenues. We don't have that breakdown, so I don't know where we should be as it relates to collections of taxes because...
That's what I thought the purpose of it.
Yeah, we don't have that. So I don't have a good snapshot of what that is.
Yeah. Also...
So I mean, that's one thing we don't have. So I can't use this and say, okay, we're in great shape. I know we're 1.6% ahead for the year.
And while this is complicated, I think it's important for us to know how much of those monies that we're looking at are actually transfers and they're not real revenues or they are revenues twice.
Right.
And that's a real bone of contention with me that I believe we need to have the figures on because the budget's inflated because of those transfers.
The overall dollar figure absolutely is.
What that may or may not be a part of revenues as they are portrayed to us. So,
depending on when we do the transfer,
right?
I mean, you're right. It could skew the cash flow. Well, Nikki, I see a bunch of people who have confirmed for the 10:00. I was pulling up the scheduling assistant. My concern. I mean, I have everybody. It looks like Brenda has said no. Kevin Tweedy said no. Mike Schofield. I think Randy said no, but he may not have known that. it says no or didn't get a response, and Wayne Dietrich didn't get a response.
At 10 o'clock. Yes.
So other than that, everyone's looks like said yes.
There are several departments that have gone to the auditor's office and gotten reports, so I know that there are several.
They're prepared?
Yes.
I don't want to waste anybody's time, guys. You know, you don't either.
Again, I would prefer to have the budget officer present, some of the figures that we're talking about in our hands before we have such a meeting.
Okay.
Personally.
This is the question. Do we want to take on his position of explaining the budget whenever it's actually his job to be able to come back and
can we move this to August 1? Danny, and I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No,
go ahead.
That's fine. That's basically what I'm thinking is that we need to move it to where he's present to answer the questions. And I know, Nikki, that you did your part
right on
this. I understand that, and they are coming and they're trying to do their part. But
right.
We've not. I don't want to try to explain something in the budget that he has a question about. Well, when I say he, I'm referring to the auditor. He's going to have his view of this thing just like we do. When is that scheduled?
10 o'clock.
10. And if we don't have that at 10, we can stretch out the one before it.
If you guys are more comfortable with that, I mean, we need to make sure that...
I would really like to get through BOE, which is, I know, is what we're really concentrating on. And I know that we would have 8 weeks during BOE to hear this, but if we wait until August 1st, then everyone can be present. Do you think? What do you think, Dan?
Isn't August the 1st whenever they start submitting their new budgets? Isn't that the date that they start preparing for new budgets?
September, I think.
In the past, it's been September.
Yeah. Well, I mean, ultimately, we're not going to make any decisions out of today's meeting. So, if we're not prepared as much as we need to, and then
here's the flip side. If you want to sit here and take comments from the elected officials, we can do that. I'm not prepared, nor do I have the figures I need to respond to them.
I think they're going to be wanting some information from us, because there are some other things we like Danny said, we hinged on this, where we sit at the mid-year mark. Okay, then let's
there wouldn't be anything going ahead and calling them over and let them express some opinions and then have August the 1st as the date that we review. Nothing to be accomplished by that I can see, but
Let's just cancel it. Let's reschedule to August 1st. Around
is that acceptable, Dan?
That's fine with me. I would rather have it that way because
let's have it around 10 o'clock again. Make sure Rick's going to be here.
Okay.
And apologize to all the people that had scheduled around this thing.
Okay.
Matter of fact, it's the only benefit I could see out of having a meeting was to be apologized.
Yeah. Everyone's busy in that.
Gentlemen, we're at the 8 o'clock hour, which is the time we've scheduled for today.
Yep.
I would like to call the Taney County Commission of July 11th, 2011 to order and call upon Commissioner Straffes to offer an opening prayer.
Please stand. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Father, we thank you for this great country we live in. And Father, we thank you for this, the opportunity to serve in the government, Father, to make decisions with the people and for the people.
And Father, we ask you to be with each elected official from the local level to the federal level. Father, you said you would freely give wisdom if we'd ask. And Father, we ask for wisdom and discernment. We ask for strength for all the officials that in our day-to-day decisions this week that you will be with us and give us the right answers at the right time. And Father, we also lift up the military families, not just those serving in foreign lands, but the families back here keeping the household going. We ask them to be with each family member, give them strength and encouragement and protection. And Father, we just thank you that we have these freedoms that you've given to us in this country. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Commissioner Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Who has those copies marked in here?
You ready?
Gentlemen, we have two sets of prior commission meeting minutes, 623, 627, that we went over during the preliminary study meeting.
Motion to approve minutes dated 623, 627 with changes.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve prior commission meeting minutes of June 23rd and June 27th with changes. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carried.
Accounts payable, sir.
Accounts payable.
Motion to approve accounts payable. Checks 325121 through 325223 with the exception of holding back 325150 and also approving warrants 5442 through 5444. There is no transfers.
Second motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve accounts payable numbers 325121 through 325223, holding 325150, and to approve warrants numbered 5442 through 5444. Discussion? All in favor say aye. Oh, I'm sorry.
I just want to clarification on 3-2. I'm holding it back just to get some more further answers. It's a bill that I don't think I know we owe it. Just no matter who, what department pays for it. It's really it comes down to.
You're talking about 325150.
That's correct. That's all I wanted to put in there. It's not that I'm questioning the payment. It's a matter of what department it comes out of. Thank
more
you.
Comments?
Nope.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. There are no journal entries or transfers, as noted.
Correct. Yeah.
805, professional services agreement, bridge replacement. It says Cedar Creek Road. Is this the Cedar Creek Pro Tem?
Yes.
Road?
Pro Tem Cedar Creek.
Pro Tem Cedar Creek.
Right. Are they here?
To go,
just going to show you a picture. That's kind of the idea of what we're possibly going to be looking at. Mm-hmm. It's like you bid, but that's kind of what we're looking at.
Yeah.
That type of
structure.
Structure.
Randy, do you have any idea with the approaches the way they are now? Have you been down taking any shots? Do you have any idea how tall that bridge, that structure would be to where it has under water flow underneath?
Yeah, basically, we're looking at raising the new structure about 3 feet, possibly in elevation compared to the old structure, also changing the alignment to make a better alignment with the road. We're going to do, once they survey, they'll get a flow of what that creek actually carries to, and that'll kind of dictate the elevation of this structure.
On that, I'm always lean more to the cautious side on those structures with height, especially one like that, to make it tall enough that possible root wad of a big tree will pass through it without taking out our structure. And what we're doing with this, and with FEMA's participation, I thought maybe the actual cost of raising is just the cost of the concrete on the bottom of the pillar. And so I would like to consider raising that up as much as the approach will allow us. That's where I was going with my statement a while ago.
That was one of the concerns we talked with Great River, trying to alleviate the debris buildup on this. And so that's one thing they're looking at. And also the alignment to the sharp corner on the other side. They're also acquired with this agreement, they'll acquire necessary permits required for this, and also they're going to acquire the permit for the Shady Springs little box we got to do. We got to have permits for FEMA for it, so they're going to help us with that one.
So do you feel that within the scope of services that the engineering company has presented today, the concerns of Commissioner Strahan are answered?
Yes.
Can I ask a question here, sir? Has that document been reviewed by legal? Our legal
Nikki
department.
Was supposed to send it.
She did,
reviewed.
But he's going to be here this morning, and so I'm assuming that's one of the things that he planned to do.
So I want to make sure we don't vote on it then until after he gets through here.
I would wait until after they were here. And
great.
If it's posted now, prepared vote reviewed by counsel would be at the time of counsel's appearance here for comments. That's the way I'd like to do it. If we're posted for a vote now, we could
postpone it to
a definite time.
Yeah, we could just postpone it to a definite time. For the vote part.
Right. Randy, has there been any...
Since it's a contract, we have every right. We are posted for the legal update and discussion of contracts at 8:30.
Okay.
We can't do it at that time as well.
All right. Can I see that, Danny?
Yeah.
Coming your way.
What? I guess my main question is, has FEMA been? They've looked at this, but have they had a participation conversation?
They actually looked at this through their preliminary study. We're actually scheduled to look at this again with the person that's actually doing our paperwork
work
and that stuff. They're all supposed to be an environmentalist guy look at these sites also. So it'll all...
Okay. Pretty simple agreement.
Randy, do you have any more comments about this particular project and the contract that's in front of us?
I don't know.
Is it passable with the pictures that you
had
before?
Well, actually, we've got it listed as closed, and it's going to remain that till we can do something with it. But there are locals that are going across this. I mean, I don't think it'll collapse. It's just got a six to eight inch jump up on one end where that concrete's missing. But we do have it barricaded and marked as closed right now. We haven't put anything as far as any kind of expense in it right now until we have FEMA
for sure look at this and discuss it further.
Gentlemen, I would suggest that we postpone this until the executive session, the scheduled executive session meeting this morning at 8:30, at which time we can bring it up in exec session, ask for legal's counsel regarding the verbiage within the contract, and then move on it after that.
That's fine with
me.
Would
that be all right?
Fine with me?
Will that take a motion to postpone it till that time?
It'd probably be safe. Let's just motion to postpone to a definite time. How about 10:55?
Well, we can do it during the 8th.
We'll do it on the outside of the executive. We don't want to do it in the executive.
Well, do you want to just state following?
You're talking about 10:15. Is that what you said?
I said 10:55, 5 minutes before the Castle Rock CID. We know we'll be out for that.
Yeah, that'll be fine. Let's start 10:50 because there may be some conversation.
Okay. Motion to postpone to a definite time the professional service agreement for 10:50 today.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to postpone to the definite time of 10:50 the professional services agreement regarding the replacement of the Pro Tem Cedar Creek Bridge. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries. Thank you, Randy.
No, we're just going to have him review what you presented to us.
If we have any questions, we'll have him contact you. Is that okay?
That'd be fine.
Next issue is the CenturyLink maintenance agreement. Sir? If you'll wait just a moment, we have something else. Have a chair. Or is it on this particular issue, CenturyLink? Regarding CenturyLink?
Pardon?
Regarding the CenturyLink maintenance agreement?
No.
Oh, hold on, Harlan. Thank you.
Okay.
Sir, would you like to
sure.
sit right here with the microphone?
Sure will. I think Commissioner Strahan and Strath is out with card, but I've met you. But
yes, sir. How are you today? Ready, sir.
Okay. Do you want me to go ahead?
Mm-hmm. Yes, if you will identify yourself. And
Sure. David Wilcock with CenturyLink, business account manager for the county.
All right. Nikki stepped out. I see a letter that went to you, Dave, from Nikki, who was just in here.
Okay.
Stating, our records indicate that the current maintenance agreement on file will terminate June 30th, 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Please send new agreements so we can have our attorney review before approval. My question is, has the attorney reviewed this?
He has. He has not responded yet. So that will be obviously something we'll have to hold until he reviews it, obviously. But, yeah, he'll be here at 8:30, so.
Yeah. All those contracts and agreements and all those things have been given to them.
Right.
And they haven't came back to us for a with a response for review. Most all of them are just a language review, contract language and things like that. But I don't know whether he's going to be here.
So this is the contract we have annually? It's
yes.
On the phone switch? It's on all
sure
the...
Sure enough.
Okay.
Yeah, we. I can stick around if that would be helpful. It's an annual. We renew it. Your billing date, I think, is the 8th. So this can be billed on a monthly basis. Mark brought that up, so that's not a problem. And in good faith, you know, as a business partner with you guys, if there's a delay of a few days, we can just credit, you know, for instance, right now you're being billed at, I'll just throw a number out there, say $1,800 a month. It's going to go down to $1,200 or whatever.
Okay.
We can prorate the difference and work with you that way. That would be the only contingency on our part. You're going to be covered. That's not a problem. And it's just truing up the dollars.
Okay.
So.
Mark, do you have some questions that you could ask? That
yeah, I do.
Hey, Mark.
Okay, just over the list that we just
sure
put
enough
over here real
yeah
quick. Do you know what the hourly rate is for the technician to come out and do stuff? It seems like whenever we make changes on the system that Darren comes out and there always seems to need to be a work order on that. And
sure.
I haven't really gotten down to see what that really is costing them.
Okay.
Just so everybody knew.
Okay, and just so you know, in the telecom world, there are moves, adds, changes, and then maintenance and repair kind of broke fix. So you have moves, adds, changes over here, and then if something's broken, that's what your maintenance agreement covers, mm-hmm, and there should be no charges for that. If it's a move, add, and change, it's a charge. Now, one thing that we've discussed internally that is, you know, something I think that's fair and reasonable. Mark actually is a competitor with us, a direct competitor. So any information we share, we would hope that we could have a non-disclosure signed. It's kind of, you know, something in good faith, Mark, that, I mean, you're going to have that information. You're going to know what we charge people, and you're our competitor. It's not right like it's going to a...
But Dave, you understand this is a public. This is public yes government. Everything,
okay.
Everything's released.
It is.
Public.
Okay.
Yeah, there's nothing private.
Okay.
Yeah, there's
okay
no anything. I mean, this meeting is being broadcast on the Internet right now and being
okay
recorded forever.
Okay.
So, yeah. So the question is, what is your hourly rate?
It's $68 an hour.
$68 an hour.
What's unique about that? That's unique to Taney County government. It was
okay
a negotiated rate. It's the lowest one we have, you know, out of our
okay
region, actually.
Perfect.
So somebody along the way, you know, worked that out.
Perfect.
And as far as I know, that's going to continue. There's no changes at all with that.
Wouldn't it be best that's in the contract? I mean, that's what Mark pointed out. It's not in the contract.
Well, it's actually, it wouldn't be in this contract because this is maintenance, but I believe it is in your contract for the original equipment that you purchased a couple of years ago. So if you need to, we'll dig up that contract. And that's for the county. 911's a different situation. I see Tammy here. And I can't remember if that rate carries over to that or not. I'm just not sure. But certainly for the switch that covers all the county facilities, I can get that to you, and it is
so that,
documented.
That rate would have been tied to the when we bought the switch for the new building,
yeah,
for the new building back in 08.
That was part of the whole negotiation, yes.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
And then Dave mentioned to me out here earlier that on my third point there that the software upgrade is actually, I guess, so the contract that's up for renewal right now is just for maintenance right now. It's not for any upgrades or anything else. I guess it just covers, it basically extends the warranty on it.
Mm-hmm. Broke fix. If something's not working, we come out, no charge.
Okay.
Or you know, a card goes bad or phones go out or some processor, you know,
right,
doesn't work, then that we cover that.
Okay.
Guarantee, and that's parts and labor are okay. covered.
Great.
Yeah.
All right, good, because I spoke to Darren. He did say lightning happens around here sometimes.
Now, just so you, since you brought that up, lightning's one of those things that's not covered, but okay. it's covered under your insurance.
Right.
So what okay. we do in those cases, we provide an insurance letter to the county saying, on such and such a date, at such and such a time, this event occurred, and we concur that because of that, this malfunctioned, and
right.
please release, you know, the so claim.
Just for the commission, just so you know, on my third question there, that this means that the maintenance agreement won't cover any kind of software upgrades on the system right now. Just to be clear, and that's pretty much it.
And again, gentlemen, we have an agreement that's in front of us. I would feel more comfortable, again, after receiving counsel's opinion at the 8:30 hour, as we had requested. I was just talking about counsel going over this.
I'd like to let counsel review it.
And at that time, all sails right, we will sign this. And
mm-hmm. Sure.
But we're going to be in exec session with counsel at 8:30. Tim, do you have any questions or comments?
Nikki just asked me to come down just in case you had any.
Okay. Dan, do you have any other questions?
No, there's no change in this contract versus the one we signed annually.
No, the only change is the dollar amount. Yeah. It went down, so.
Yeah.
And we can bill that monthly if that's your request.
Was that, and as a reminder to me, was that in the initial agreement that it would go down, or did that have something to do with just the service that and the maintenance?
No, that primarily had to do with the merger of CenturyLink and Embark and the way we charge and do things differently
okay.
and economies of scale. Same coverage, same service, but just one of those advantages of the merger.
Tammy might help me with this. I thought during our initial signing of the maintenance contract that we started off with,
mm-hmm.
I guess that was in 2008 or 9 or somewhere along in there that we signed this initial one.
Well, that was the initial agreement for the equipment, and under that it covered for 1 year. So that was 2008 to 2009. I think it was around June, July. So from 2009 to 2010, there was another maintenance. We've done them year by year.
Year by year, I understand yeah. that, but there was something mentioned about a decrease in maintenance cost. That wasn't associated with what you're talking about, but that's fine.
Yeah,
I think it was in the initial comments mm-hmm. we had when we did the first agreement or something.
Okay.
The first years that it went through, it was higher than it was in a five-year decline mm-hmm. or something. In the,
mm-hmm.
But I think that's all right. I don't have any questions.
Gentlemen, I would accept a motion to postpone to a definite time.
Motion to postpone to a definite time CenturyLink maintenance agreement to 10:50 today.
10:55. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to postpone the decision regarding CenturyLink maintenance agreement till 10:55 today. Discussion?
I have an appointment then, so you could call me if you have a question.
We
have my cell phone. So.
We may or may not be making a decision at 10:55, but this gives us
yeah.
the opportunity
yeah.
after we come out of exec to
yeah.
discuss
yeah.
it.
Okay.
And we will call.
Understand.
Any discussion, gentlemen?
Mm-mm.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Great. Thanks.
We technically can't because there's no public comment. It's no public comments over, so. just for as you're looking at the agendas.
I would ask that, well, we're going to go into executive session. Do we want to go ahead and adjourn at this time?
No, recess? We can recess till 10:50.
Actually,
oh no,
we have to go into executive session at 8:30.
So just people online won't hear us again until 10:50.
Right. We're meeting with counsel to discuss a number of issues that are in litigation or potentially going to be in litigation, which begins at 8:30, which is 3 minutes from now. So let's
recess.
Let's have a motion to go into it. Well, we'll wait.
No, we can go motion to go into executive that way, then come out. Motion to go into executive pursuant 610.021.1, 2, 3, and 12.
At 8:30.
At 8:30.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to go into executive session at 8:30 a.m. this morning. Per section 610.021, subsections 1, 2, 3, and 12, as per Missouri Revised Statutes. All in favor say aye.
Jim aye.
Danny aye.
Ron aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.
We can't do it because we don't have any stuff to post it for that.